Welcome to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. From handguns to rifles and hunting to self-defense, even a bit of politics. It's time to exercise your First and Second Amendment rights. Call and join the conversation, 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Dick Kupke.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Trigger Talk on this beautiful, gosh, it's a beautiful day, May 1st, kind of chilly, a little bit of frost on the lawn this morning, which, by the way, holy cow, what we had. I went out last week, I was putting plastic over my lilac bushes. I know, I like guns and lilacs, just because we had lilacs on the farm. They are all, that frost killed all the buds. I'm not going to get any lilac flowers this year. That's a shame. But it's going to be a beautiful day today. I heard this morning when I was doing show prep, I could hear shooting out at the Tri-County out there, because I only live about half a mile away from the pistol and rifle range, and so I can hear them in the morning. So they start at 10 on most mornings, but and noon on Sunday. And to me, it's music to my ears. I just love the sound of it. So let's see. Something. Hey, we've got a real treat today. We have got, I want to say, I have an exclusive listen in on an actual conversation between a police officer and his supervisor. So, Derek, can we play that? It's about a minute. Just listen, guys.
Seen at that disturbance call. Can you have LeBron call my cell phone right away, please? Thank you.
Sir, excuse me. Can you put the knife down, please? Sir, no, sir. Don't stab him. 1 second. LeBron. Hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I got two guys fighting over here, and one of them's got a knife. He wants to stab the other guy. What do you think I should do? Why does it matter what the race is? All right, well, they're both black. Okay, but he's trying to stab the other guy. Deadly force is totally justified. Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Okay, so you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Okay. Thanks, LBJ. All right. Yeah. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Hey, guys. Sorry. You're on your own.
That was an actual call. Actually, it's interesting because I want to say the left has no sense of humor whatsoever. And especially, you know, this guy, Officer Sylvester, he was actually he was active duty in Bellevue, Idaho, but now he's on paid or unpaid suspension, apparently, because probably the leftist powers that be. Now, I'm going to say, okay, you had to give him a suspension. So fine, but then close the door and pat him on the back and take him out to the bar, okay? Because the guys said exactly what all of us were thinking. Okay, when LeBron came out and said, you're next, to that officer who shot Michaela Bryant in that shooting where he was preventing her from stabbing somebody else. He was saying exactly what I was thinking, everybody I know was thinking, and also probably the majority of police officers were thinking. And in fact, there are several other videos like that, because once one guy has a good idea, probably all of them have a good idea at the same time. And even though he's suspended, he is appealing that, because they said, well, you were on duty. And he goes, no, I wasn't on duty. I was off duty. So that story will yet to be told. But I want to say it is so true that, you know, and why does him being good at basketball have anything to do with him having to be the abilities to pass judgment on any police practices? And actually, the people that were there were some representatives and people who came out and said he followed his training absolutely. Not Officer Sylvester, but the officer that shot Michaela Bryant. So, any rate. I thought that was very interesting, and it shows that the political correctness of now, by the way, apparently the left can say anything they want. It doesn't matter, anything they want. Tim Scott is a Uncle Tim, as they call him, because he was defending and saying the U.S. is not a racist country and stuff like that. And the left can say whatever they want, but a good, funny video that smacks of truth by an officer, and he gets suspended. And I hope this guy, I would actually, if he does end up getting suspended, and because I think he's, you know, married with kids and stuff like that. If they do a GoFundMe, I'm going to have to give him a few bucks, too, because that's just absolutely ridiculous. Let's start the morning here with Michigan, the verified old time gun show in Redford at the VFW Post, and the American Heritage Gun Show at Layton Hall in White Cloud in Michigan. In Ohio, we've got the Tri-State Gun Show in Lima, Ohio, the Ohio Civil War and World War I and II Show. That sounds cool. In Mansfield, Ohio, that's today and tomorrow. And in Missouri, the Houston Area Chamber of Commerce in Houston, Missouri, they at their Chamber of Commerce Community Building. Can you imagine that in Michigan here in Ann Arbor, the chamber, leftist Chamber of Commerce, actually in their building hosting a gun show? Yeah. In New York, they have won the Safe Shoot. That's actually funny. Probably making fun of the New York Safe Act from so many years ago. I was talking about that this week they were talking about, matter of fact, I'll wait and I'll tell you that story in a minute. But the Safe Shoot Gun and Knife and Sports Show at the Safe Shoot Shooting Sports Complex in Kingston, New York has one today and tomorrow. So for our guys out in New York, you can go to that. I got a kick because here it is May 1st, and you would have thought that they could have put up the new CPL numbers, but no, since it's on a weekend. And now you're going to tell me the policing and other state administrative things stop on the weekend? I think that they still are, you can still get a, you know, your gun checks, you can still, the cops still can call in and check to see if you're a CPL holder, if they stop you, and if you're allowed to carry a gun. Why can't they put the new CPL numbers up? So we'll have to wait and see what happens next, okay? And let's see, then I'll keep going here. This was funny, and I thought I would talk about this today because it really shows the state of middle America. Okay. Now, when I say middle America, I'm talking also Indiana, which is the crossroads of America, according to its slogan. But I was down for a couple of days in Indiana to help my aging parents with some duties, some things that needed help around the house. I've been doing this regularly and helping. They're both elderly, and actually my father is starting to struggle from the a little bit of dementia standpoint, and so I go down and help him. And when I was down there, and I'm old, okay, so I'm up on the roof taking branches off the roof and cleaning gutters and stuff like that. And I'm old, okay? My kids are going, what's Dad doing up there? Because Grandpa shouldn't be up there. So at any rate, I'm down there, and I'm helping my father out in the garage. We had a lot of fun. He's got a lawn tractor that he was trying to rig up a thing to put some tools on, and I helped him with it, and it was kind of fun. So while we were there, a young man showed up that helps him with his yard work in terms of like trees to cut down and stuff, because here's my father, one new hip, two new knees, wearing an eye patch, can't hear, but he wants to get out there with his chainsaw and cut down trees, and we've convinced him he can't cut them down anymore. So this young man comes out and helps. And he is actually an electrical contractor and also does landscape work on the side. And so, and he's kind of just a very nice young man. And so he came and my dad was showing him some some things, because my dad has wired up a lot of lights and things in the garage over the years that are, I'm sure, would not meet code if when they go to sell it, when I go to sell the house. And so what's going to happen is he was getting some opinions on whether something should be changed. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, we got to change this. But then we're standing out in the garage talking. And then a guy shows up who was the guy that ran the honor flight. Back like 4 years ago, I took my father on one of the honor flights where you go to Washington and go to the, the most important for us, the Korean War Memorial. But we went to all the war memorials and things like that while we were there. And this is the guy that ran it. And he brought a poster of my dad and I and him and just a very nice thing. And he's gotten to be a friend of my father's. And so he stopped by. And then while he stops by, my friend John stops by because John and I, matter of fact, we're standing there and I go, well, I got to go go do something here. I got to exchange some ammunition. And Taylor goes, oh, I got to hear about this. So I'm actually trading some, I know it's like a gold bar. I pulled it out of the back of my truck and carried it very gently. It was a brick of primers, okay, that I was trading to my friend John for some 284 or 0.284 7mm Remington mag bullets that he found at a gun shop. So we were doing a swap, you know, bartering type of thing. And then we're standing there and we start talking about guns. And then we're starting to talk about carrying. And then all four of us took out we started talking about, because I took out, I happened to be carrying because I was working on stuff that day and I didn't want a big holster on. So I had my LCP2 in the pocket with the laser. And I talked about lasers and I took it out and I showed him the Viridian. And then one of the other guys pulls his pig SIG P365 out, and John pulls out his 45 commander's model or officer's model, and then so we're talking, and then Kevin, the four of us were from all different walks of life. Okay, there's me. I'm a retired automotive manager, engineering manager. Taylor is a electrician, electrical contractor, runs his own contracting business, and also a landscaper. Kevin is a commercial real estate guy, and John is a trucker, okay, an over-the-road trucker, okay? And so all of us from different walks of life were standing there. Kevin goes back to his truck and pulls out, he brought a FN 5.7 back, which was so sweet. It's so lightweight and everything. And, it's got a 20-round mag with the deadly armor-piercing rounds is what they would say in the liberals. But we had a lot of fun. And what it was saying, and by the way, the talk was not limited to guns. It quickly turned to politics, too. And so here we are. Middle of America, four guys who run into each other standing in a driveway talking, and we're all pulling out our carry guns and talking politics. And we all thought exactly alike. How can you believe that? So you can't tell me that that's not what middle America is thinking about, okay? And the whole thing about gun control and about actually, we couldn't believe, none of us knew anybody that voted for Biden, so we can't believe the election results as well. So very interesting, huh? So at any rate, it was fun. And we were talking about, because they said, did you hear the speech? What did he talk about? We talked about when he talked about nobody needs a gun that shoots 100 bullets, you know. Give me a break, okay? By the way, I don't know of anybody who has a gun that shoots 100 bullets without reloading, okay? Even, well, maybe somebody if they have one of those twin drums for an AR, but I got to say, those are kind of unreliable, and by the way, they're heavy, okay? And I know that, I allegedly would have a 75-round AK drum for an AK AK-47. I just may accidentally have one of those. And I want to say those are all totally impractical kind of things. They're heavy. I've seen AK magazines that hold like 50 rounds that are a banana that come all the way back up and touch the barrel. Okay. What a ridiculous thing to have. Okay. But we were talking about the gun, you know, they've agreed upon that 7 is the max number of rounds anybody needs. That's what brought up, because I took out my LCP and it holds 6+1. So I'm going, oh, I guess I'll be legal with this. But do you remember when New York came out with the SAFE Act and they said, okay, from now on, nobody can have more than 7 rounds, a magazine that holds more than 7 rounds, not 8, because 8 would be too many, but 7 is the perfect number of rounds to have in a semi-automatic handgun. And then they came back and said, Mr. Governor, there aren't any magazines for the Glocks that only hold 7 rounds, okay? And they go, oh, okay. Well, then you can have a 10-round mag, but you have to promise not to load more than 7 rounds in that magazine. What? Can you imagine that? I'm sure, first of all, the gangbangers, the drug traffickers, the rapists, the murderers, the bank robbers, I am sure, and all the gang members and stuff like that, I am sure that they'll follow that promise, that they'll, even if they have maybe a 15-round mag, they'll promise not to carry more than 7 rounds in it. What a load of crap. So, at any rate, so... we actually spent probably 2 hours until it started raining, standing in the driveway talking and having a good time. And I told him, I said, I'm going to talk about you guys this weekend on the radio because this is fun. John from Danville was there. John, if you're listening today, give a call in and we can talk. He had brought a couple guns he brought a Performance Center, a Smith & Wesson Performance Center 357 Magnum that was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So he just brought it to show me. He did, and tease me with it. He wasn't wearing it. So at any rate, let's see. Let's move on here. We can talk about if I can get my mouse, I'll wiggle my mouse, as Theron says. Let's see. Biden talked about guns for 3 minutes last night and got almost everything wrong. Now, this was when he had his state of the or whatever joint session of Congress that had almost nobody there. And they were all, by the way, did you notice they were all inside, all vaccinated, but they're all wearing masks and even though they're socially. So what are we supposed to take from this? Are we supposed to wear masks? Are we not supposed to? You know, matter of fact, Fauci, Fauci, I got a kick. He came in and started talking, not at that speech, but this past week he started talking about gun control and how guns are a public health issue. And that, you know what, first of all, we don't trust you on your advice on the COVID-19 virus, because you've, you know, waffled back and forth so much, including you sitting in a year ago sitting in a stadium throwing out a pitch and then sitting in the stadium with your mask down around while you're sitting with other people. What's the we don't know what to believe. But we know that we do not believe or care what you have to say about gun control, Dr. Fauci. So just shut the heck up, okay? Let's see. So Biden says he was talking big, okay? He goes, man, I'm going to take on the NRA. I've done it before and I'll do it again. In the 90s, we passed universal background checks, a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines that hold 100 rounds that can be fired off in seconds. We beat the NRA. Mass shootings and gun violence declined. Check the reports over 10 years. Well, do you know what? What you didn't say is that it continued to go down, and violence in general has gone down since the 90s at about 50%. And by the way, the assault rifles were a tiny, tiny portion of things. Actually, the percent of shootings that involve rifles is only 3%. And you know what? That is all rifles. That includes Grandpa's .22 behind the door, or it includes somebody's bolt action or somebody's lever action. Not just assault rifles, 3%. Okay, so if you really were trying to make a difference about something and not just virtue signal, you'd be out there going after the semi-automatic handguns and the revolvers. Oh, wait, they're going to do that too. So they just haven't got around to it yet. And he was making up stuff that he as he goes along. I want to say he was talking in particular about banning the so-called ghost guns, okay? And anyone from a criminal or terrorist could buy one of these kits and within 30 minutes have a weapon that's lethal. What? Do you know that a ghost gun is not like an Erector set or a ghost gun? And by the way, it's just an unfinished lower, okay, or an unfinished receiver. And they have to be machined. And they're just a block of semi-machined parts, but only 80% is done. So it needs to have precision machining and drilling and then hand fitting of parts and all sorts of stuff to make it work. It's not like it takes 30 minutes to go from a box that you picked up at Hobby Lobby and to a weapon that's lethal. You know, it. And by the way, they're going, and ghost guns are becoming more and more trouble for police because they can't trace the guns. You know what? What? Even guns that the bad guys use have the serial numbers Dremeled off. And by the way, the ghost guns, those plastic guns that people do on 3D printers, they're good for like one shot. And if you don't, have you seen, I put a video up on the website, gosh, a couple of years ago when they were showing that and they explode. Okay. They're pieces of resin. Okay. So, and by the way, there was a judge this week that shot that down and said, you know, you can't stop people from having, quote, plans for 3D guns or 3D printed guns on the internet. This is a free country and free speech. And by the way, I want to say it has been for hundreds of years legal for people to build firearms themselves. And many people have. And I want to say they don't do things like you don't see somebody out there carving out from a block of billet aluminum an AR-15 because they're too hard and complicated. But people do make flintlocks and percussion caps and single shots and things like that. So it has always been legal. That's not something new. So, gosh, we had, he also was wrong on things like background checks and things like that. You know, 21 million people passed NICS checks last year in 2020. Now, I'm not talking, and so far this year, we're actually running, by the way, out of that 21 million people, 8.4 million were first-time buyers. Okay, and the pace hasn't dropped off at all. They're still running like 44.8 million a month right now. They're going to exceed all of the things. And actually, one of the limiting factors is that there aren't enough guns to buy. So I want to say you need to get your facts straight, Mr. President. And you also need to get a better read on what the American people want. Because if you are going to be out there claiming all this stuff about people want, 90% of the people want more gun control. No, they don't. Okay. And by the way, we have pretty much universal background checks. You just want to get rid of private sales where then you can't keep track of where they are. You want to have a registration so you know where all the guns are. That's what's going on. That is why there's going to need to be, and that's why elections matter, and the fact that we have a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court is important. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes because the Supreme Court has just taken up a major case on the right to carry guns outside the home. That's another thing we talked about in our little group of four this week is what they said, what was it that was about? Well, that's about New York, which is a pretty anti-gun place. And we're going to talk about how hopefully the Supreme Court is going to overturn some rules and make it more gun-friendly in New York in just a few minutes. This is Dick Kupke at Trigger Talk Radio here at WHAM Talk 1600. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Wham! Talk 1600. Welcome back to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. Call now, 734-822-1600 to join in the conversation.
And we're back. And I was just talking about the Supreme Court and the importance of the Supreme Court. And this week, they actually agreed to take up an issue that has, you know, they have been kind of putting off taking up Supreme Court issues for a while and our gun issues into the Supreme Court. Well, this one they agreed to take. And this one has some interesting ramifications because it addresses the fact that New York does not allow any form. Well, actually, they do not allow, of course, open carry kind of things, but they also are a may issue state when it comes to concealed carry. And so there's only a handful of states left that are still may issue states, a couple of handful. But the thing is that it turns pretty much into a won't issue state. Now, in California, there's been a lot of problems that came up about politicians using, you know, you only get your CPL if you are a friend of a friend of a friend of a politician and a contributor to that politician's reelection campaign. And that there's actually court cases out there about that right now. But in New York pretty much says that you cannot have a concealed carry permit unless you have the ability to show proper cause. Well, proper cause could be and should be, well, I have a right to defend myself, and it is a tough world out there, and something bad could happen at any point, and I intend to protect myself. Okay, nope, that doesn't count. So Robert Nash and Brandon Koch, they brought the suit, and they applied because they applied to carry handguns for self-defense and were denied. And the district court reasoned that neither man had proper cause because neither faced any special or unique danger in their life. Well, you know what? I want to say, you tell me where that special or unique danger is going to be, and we'll just all avoid those spots and we'll be fine. That's kind of a fallacy when people say, well, I carry, but I only carry when I'm going into a place that's, you know, where I'm expecting there to be bad people or a high crime area or something like that. Well, do you know what? How do you know where a high crime area is? Every once in a while you go, oh, my gosh, that's a gas station I go to that they just robbed a guy and pistol whipped somebody or, you know, carjacked the guy with a gun and with his kid in the back seat, all this kind of stuff like that. You don't know where it's going to happen. So you think you're fine in Ann Arbor. Well, no, that's not a good case because Ann Arbor's got some crime going on too. Well, maybe you think you're fine in Dexter or Livingston County or Howell or something like that. And you decide that you're going to go somewhere and you stop off at a gas station or you're stopping off at the local party store and boom, there's a guy in there and he's robbing everybody and threatening you. Okay. So you don't know where this is going to be. Nobody knows. You're driving. Oh, well, I'm not stopping in Ypsilanti. I'm not stopping in Detroit, but I'm just driving through. Uh-oh, you had a flat tire or something broke on the car. Something like that. Now what do you do? Okay. So the fact is that you should not have to say, well, it's only because I make night deposits at the bank from the jewelry store that I work at, and I walk out with two Scrooge McDuck bags of money and a bag of cut diamonds to put in the safe deposit box. No. Okay, you have a right to defend yourself, and that's what the Second Amendment's about. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Now, they've already, you know, they even beat that in Illinois. And Illinois, by the way, there's another story here today where a judge has said, Illinois, it's unconstitutional to require a FOID card, the firearm owner's identification card. A judge ruled, it's a federal judge, I'll have to go down and I'll get to that story in a bit. But the judge ruled that you should not have to get a FOID card, a firearm owner's identification card, to own a gun that you keep in your home or on your property. Now, they still, like Michigan, has concealed carry permits now and stuff. Okay, if you want to say to have a handgun that you're going to carry, you have to have a FOID card. Well, I don't agree with that, but I understand that, okay? And I'm not giving in, guys. That's not me giving in and saying, yeah, it's okay to have a FOID card. No. But I understand their logic a little bit if there's still going to be a state that issues a concealed carry permit like we do in Michigan, okay? And actually, we have to have a darn pistol permit in Michigan, one of eight states only that allows that requires that. Now, that all goes by the wayside, too, if we ever get a legislature that has any balls and will be out there and decides to make us a constitutional carry state, because many, many, many states are now constitutional carry. Okay. Now, speaking of people fighting back a little bit, New Hampshire House Committee backed sanctuary state bill. Now, by the way, do you know what the state motto is for New Hampshire? Yeah, you guys know it. Live free or die. Isn't that a glorious statement? And it's nice that, matter of fact, it should be everybody's. Every state's motto should be live free or die. But that would be probably plagiarism or something. So at any rate, the thing is that the New Hampshire state house is backing a bill that says that they will become a Second Amendment sanctuary should the government overstep the what's allowed in the Second Amendment. Okay? Wow. That's New Hampshire. Live free or die. Pretty cool. Okay? And it passed the Senate. And let's see, it was 11 to 10 along party lines. Yeah, imagine that. Okay? Let's see. What's another one here? Good luck, New Hampshire. We hope you make it happen now. I want to say that'll be interesting to see what the other states next to them say. Arkansas just got a green light from the governor for a Second Amendment sanctuary bill. Now, they had to change it a little bit because there were some things in it that they wanted to change. Two big changes that was, instead of declaring all existing and future federal gun control laws to be in violation, the new measure instead focuses exclusively on new gun control laws at the federal level. That'd be like the the assault weapons ban, the magazine capacity ban, all that kind of stuff. And what they're saying, and by the way, the other thing they changed is there was a provision in it that said, in addition to not enforcing the laws, that any police officer who assists or cooperates with federal enforcement of the new gun control laws risk being, actually they were going to be fined, imposed criminal penalties. And they actually changed it to just say being decertified, because there are times that I don't think the federal government's enforcing any like immigration laws anymore, are they? So the whole thing where police are helping the feds with the immigration laws, well, actually they should probably say if you don't, that's one of the things that ought to come up too, is where the states start enforcing their own immigration laws because the federal government isn't. So let's see. Let's get to something. Gosh, I've talked three quarters of a show here, and we haven't talked about gun stuff yet. So I thought I'd talk about an interesting thing that there's a new set of targets out there. And I like shooting targets, okay, because, you know, sometimes you go hunting and sometimes you're training for shooting self-defense, you know, silhouettes or something like that. But just the fun of shooting targets is an enjoyable pastime, okay? And I want to say that I like the targets like the Birchwood Casey shoot and sees, where when they hit, they flake off and you can see a little better. Well, there's a new company that came out with some interesting targets. They are called, I'm going to phonetically say them, but also spell it, SPUT targets, S-P-U, but with an umlaut over it. Now, you may say, Dick, what's an umlaut? That sounds weird. That's where it's got two dots over the U, okay? So it's like German, and it would be almost be pronounced like spurt. Okay, so spurt targets. But I don't want you to think spurt, because if you go to the website, it's actually SPUTTARGETS.com. Okay, and they actually are kind of neat. They are in almost like a 3D frame. They're probably a quarter of an inch thick or so. They're not just a paper target. And they have little tubes in them where you use like an H frame, you know, like you see the signs that hold up real estate signs and political signs and stuff, where they're like a little steel wire frame and you slip down a sleeve over it. Well, these are like a hard sleeve and they slip down, and they are diamond shape, or they're square, but they've got colored diamonds in them. They've got green ones and yellow ones and blue ones and red ones, orange ones too. And the diamonds are, there's a like a green diamond with an orange center and a red diamond with a green center and stuff like that. And they are actually made of like a little expanded metal or chicken wire kind of frame that's a quarter inch thick, and it has reactive material in it. Now, it's not like the tannerite that I was talking about last week. This is actually more like a powder that when you, or it's kind of like clays, you know, like if you're shooting sporting clays or trap, where you hit it and it smokes. Okay, well, this is like outstanding, because you can be 50 feet away from something and you can with your naked eye see that you hit it and it had orange smoke on it. Now, if you hit it and it just made a hole, then in the white area, there's nothing. So that's, you don't get any reward for it. But then you hit the red area and it is red smoke that comes out. And then if you hit the green area in the center, it's green. So you get instant satisfaction, okay? So these are called SPUT targets, SPUTTARGETS.com. Now, they're not cheap, okay? But they're good for more than one shot. But the thing is that if you look it up on the web, it has four of them for $29. Now, that sounds pretty expensive. But they also have a deal where if you get buy three, you get one free. So it'd be four of them for $90, or four, there'd be 16 for $90. Now you're getting more into the range of the reactive targets and stuff. Plus, it comes with a little holder and things like that. So I want to say, take a look at SPUT. Although, again, it's like spurt because it has a umlaut. I don't know. They're out of Utah. Okay, this isn't from Germany. So why do you put a umlaut over the U? But at any rate, they're pretty cool. And it shoots, it reacts if you're shooting 22s, or it reacts if you're shooting 44s. It really doesn't matter. So it's kind of cool. Let's see. Oh, here's an interesting story. Now, NBC News, now never wanting to put a positive spin on anything that is gun related, here's an NBC News story that said, well, sure, black Americans are buying more guns, but how many actually own gun stores? Yeah, it is true that there are not a whole lot of black-owned gun stores. And that's, I don't know why that is, but there are people that are buying them and trying. This is actually a bad time for somebody to start a gun store, because there aren't a lot of guns out there. So let's take a call from Ed from Ypsilanti on the phone with a comment about gun targets. Hi, Ed. How are you today?
Hi, I thought I was listening closely, but I didn't hear which color of those targets had the tannerite in it.
No, they don't have tannerite in it.
Oh.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah.
I think that would be a good improvement to it. Maybe they'll have to, let's see, these are called spurt targets. Maybe they'll have to have blow-up targets or something.
Yeah, well, you know, you have the premium of the really tight bullseye, you get the tannerite, you know. It's like really rewarding instead of steel gong. Hey, as to the Supreme Court, I was really pleasantly surprised about that because as far as I can understand from the way the Supreme Court works, you know, we've been really frustrated that they haven't been hearing any cases pretty much since Heller or that other Chicago case, something or other.
It's been 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, and the reason is because the conservatives on the court didn't want to support anything that would fail. The court was so closely divided that neither side wanted to commit. The liberals would have loved to have done it if they thought they could have heard a case and shut it down and set a precedent. But now we've got enough muscle power, appears, on the court that we can actually, that we could actually have a chance of winning.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be more of those. I think that you're absolutely right, because when it was pretty much 3-3 4-4, right? Because there's nine. With Roberts being the deciding vote, you couldn't count on Justice Roberts at all. And because there is something, we'll find out someday, but somebody's got something on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that guy didn't kill himself either.
Yeah, Epstein, yeah. And I think that might be related because I've seen pictures of Roberts in his presence. So at any rate, I think that now with a 6-3 majority that they will, and even without Roberts, it'll be still 5-4 if he goes with the liberals. So I think that we'll see more things come.
We just hope nobody gets Alito. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. I also think that more.
It's a ranch and ends up with a pillow on their face.
I think that more things will also be shot down, because things like this is a example of a positive one where they're trying to increase the gun rights of people. I think that there will be more things that they'll take up that are the ones like if they do assault weapons bans and you know, other things like that, that there will be more cases that they take that prevent the loss of rights as well. So
yeah,
I think
we just need to pray for their health.
Yeah,
all right, talk to you later. Good show. See ya.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Thanks. I always enjoy your shows too. So good. I gotta say, we have a good lineup here on WHAM. We have a lot of fun. There's with Pastor Rick, with Ed, with his show, with Ed Hoffman, with his show. What a fun, you get a wide diversity of points, talking points. Now, I've been a little bit heavy on the politics today, and I know it's funny because I also ran into a neighbor yesterday. I was out mowing the lawn, and he stopped by, and he said, hey, I listen to you on Saturday all the time. Thanks for the things that you say. And I said, yeah, I try to keep it you know, we got to talk to politics some, but I like to get into the gun discussions and things like that, and calibers and trajectory and all that stuff. And he goes, oh, no, well, don't worry. We can read between the lines of what you say. So I want to say I do think that we have a good lineup of shows here. So we change some. I know that we've got a new show coming on Sundays that is and another one with religious-based, what is the one, Derek? It's on Sunday mornings at 9?
Yeah, it's called As It Is Written.
It sounds very interesting. And we pick up, this time of year, we pick up the Wisconsin Vegetable and Flower Garden Show or something like that. I mean, all sorts of fun things. Plus, you can get, there's the overnight guys and all sorts of fun stuff. So we have a lot of fun on the radio station. Let's see. Oh, by the way, the McCloskeys are facing a trial this fall. Everybody remember the McCloskeys? That's the couple in St. Louis who, when the Antifa and Black Lives Matter folks all stormed their neighborhood, they went out with their AR-15 and their little Walter PPK. And actually, it is so funny when you read about this that the part of the things are that the pictures that you see of the McCloskeys, the display of guns, risked bloodshed. Police probable cause statement said the protesters feared being injured due to Patricia McCloskey's finger being on the trigger, coupled with her excited demeanor. You know what? I want to say we teach people to keep fingers out of the trigger guard, but maybe she was watching a movie from the 40s and the 50s. And the 60s, and even the 70s, because back then, everybody on TV, and actually, you know, they didn't teach keeping their finger out of the trigger guard. That's only been recently, so you can't use that as an example. All they got to do is put up, show a video of Joe Mannix running through chasing a bad guy, or Frank Cannon chasing a bad guy, or what's his name that Garner played? Jim Garner played a great detective. All these guys were running through the streets, and they were chasing down bad guys. They had their finger on their little snub-nosed 38s. I want to say you saw no trigger control when it comes to that finger out of the trigger guard. So maybe she can use that as a example for why she was like that. But I want to say it really isn't any chance of them. And by the way, it's interesting that McCloskey is thinking about running considering a run for the Senate in Missouri against the incumbent, a guy who's announcing he's retiring, Roy Blunt. And I got to say, I know a lot of people that vote for him just based on his, the picture of him with his AR-15 defending his property. Okay. But by the way, the Governor Mike Parson, he already vowed to pardon the couple. And the Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, said that he's going to try to intervene in the case. And the thing is that this is one of these prosecuting attorneys who actually has a lot of stuff against her because she's one of these Soros prosecuting attorneys that are DAs that, was obviously trying to make political hay out of it because of the ties and the money and all that kind of stuff that she'd gotten from other people. So interesting. Now, here's the one. Illinois judge says FOID requirement unconstitutional for guns at home. So that is really good. Let's see. Here's an interesting one. I don't condone what this guy did, but he's a New York man and he got 3 years in a 3-year prison sentence in a bizarre gun case. Well, he didn't even have a gun. Okay, what happened was they were trying to arrest him. He was, and he's no angel. The guy's, he's been charged with, over the years, this is like his fourth charge. And he was trying to escape the police, okay? And when they tried to arrest him, he got in his car and he drove away. Well, there was a police officer who was partially in the car and but he got out of the car when he started to drive away, but his holster and his gun fell off into the car. So the guy drives away, they catch him, they charge him with possession of a weapon. It wasn't his weapon. It was the detective's weapon. He probably had like a pancake holster on his belt and it fell off into the gun. Well, you can't say that the guy had possession of that. That is just totally bizarre. So not that he's an angel and he deserved to be arrested, but not on a gun charge. That's weird. Anyway, this is Dick Kupke at Trigger Talk Radio here at Wham Talk 1600. I hope you have a great week. Remember, on May 4th, it's Star Wars Day. So may the 4th be with you. See you next week.